You're listening to the Sobriety Social Podcast. In today's episode, we're going to talk about step number 10 and what it looks like to continue to take personal inventory and admitting it promptly when we're wrong. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy. Hey, what's up, everybody, and thank you for listening. My name is Joshua Hill, and I am your host of the Sobriety Social Podcast. For those of you who are regular listeners, I want to start off by saying thank you so much for your patience the last few weeks. I know that there hasn't been episodes out the last couple of weeks, but if you've been listening regularly, you know that my wife and I had been expecting our baby boy, and he is just about 2 weeks old now, so I feel like I do have at least somewhat of a good excuse for not coming out with episodes the last couple of weeks. But if you're wondering, has baby number two for the Hill House arrived? And the answer is yes. He is an amazing young man so far. He has been so easy. So, we cover your continued prayers that it will continue to roll on that way. Otherwise, if you're new to the show, I want to start off by saying welcome. I am super glad that you're here. Right now in season two of the podcast, we are going through the 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous. And for today's episode, we are actually on step number 10. So if you are just joining us on the show, you can kind of consume the content in a few different ways. You could hit pause right now and head back to the very beginning where we start going through step number one of the 12 steps in each episode. Episode is just a continual step going through, or you can go ahead and listen today. Today is step number 10, and I'm sure you can get something out of the episode today as well. But for starters, let's just read through the step, and I can kind of just go through and let you all know my thoughts. But step number 10 is that we continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. Let me say that again. We continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. So we're getting to the point in the steps where I feel like you have probably spent some time accomplishing some sort of long-term sobriety, whether that be a month, 6 months, a year, whatever that may be. You don't arrive to step number 10 without putting in a lot of work previously. We've spent time already taking a personal inventory, spent time making amends, and really dealing with kind of specific actions of why we've used, but really thinking about like doing some heart work of really figuring out what's going on inside of us and working on a relationship with Christ. And now we're at a point where we are able to sort of start moving forward and figuring out what does life look like now that I have some long-term sobriety. And there's a verse that I think that comes up in scripture that I think is a really good reminder when you start thinking about step number 10, but it's 1 Corinthians 10:12, and it says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall." I think step number 10 is so important because the longer that we stay sober, the easier it is to start to convince ourselves or start to begin to feel like we've got this all figured out and that we're good. The longer that we stay sober, the easier it is for thoughts to slip in like, well, maybe I beat this thing, or all the stuff that I've been dealing with and going through, maybe that's over with and maybe that's gone. I think it's so good for us to remember that verse. Again, that's 1 Corinthians 10:12, and it says, "If you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall." Does it ever seem to you that the longer that you've stayed sober, the more likely you are to let your guard down? I don't know if this is your first time in recovery. I'm not sure if that's something that you've necessarily experienced, but if you've recovery is something that you've dealt with for a long time, or if you've experienced relapse, I think you would probably venture to agree to say that the longer that you stay sober, sometimes it's easier to start letting our guard down, start to think to ourselves that we don't need to spend as much time around positive relationships in our life, or we don't need to be as careful about the environments that we put ourselves in, and we start spending less time focusing on our personal development. So we're not spending as much time in the Word. We're not spending as much time on our physical, mental, and emotional health. And knowing that when we're not taking care of those things, it can become so much easier to just kind of start to fall off and to start to really forget how far we've come and how important it is to fill our minds with things that are pointing us towards the Spirit. And also, I think that a lack of vigilance can cause us to forget how far we've come. I've talked about this example several times in the podcast, but you think about the Israelites when they were in the wilderness and they are at a point where they're tired of just eating like manna all the time, the food that God provided to them in the wilderness, and they're complaining to Moses and they're saying, Moses, why did you do this to us? Why did you bring us out here into the wilderness to just eat the same thing every day and it's miserable? And remember when we were back in Egypt and we could have all the meat we wanted and vegetables and life was good, and how quickly they forgot that when they were in Egypt, they were slaves. And the longer that they spent in the wilderness, the more and more it seemed that they were turning their backs on God and they were really forgetting how far that God truly had brought them. It's so important the longer that we stay sober that we are continuing to take personal inventory and realizing that when we're wrong, to promptly admit it, to take that personal inventory of our life, to remember that we aren't perfect, we're never going to be perfect, that our sobriety is a long journey. It's something that we're going to be working on the rest of our lives, and continuing to look inside of ourselves and just remember that we do need to continue to grow, and not forgetting how far we've come and not easily giving up on all the work and the progress that we've made so far. I'm going to take a really quick break, and then when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit more about this step, and then I'll let you all go. But yeah, give me just a second, and we will be right back. So where we left off, we just talked a little bit about how important it is to stay vigilant in your recovery, to not forget how far you've come, not to forget to continue to put in the work, to not to think to yourself that I've got this all figured out. Now that I've been sober for a little while, I can let my guard down, and really making sure that you're staying on top of your recovery and staying vigilant. And again, one of the verses that we talked about is like, if you think that you're standing strong, be careful not to fall. Make sure that you are continuing to, if you're feeling strong, remember, why are you feeling strong? It's because you have continued to take that personal inventory. You have continued to focus on the things that you need to focus to continue to stay sober. One analogy I hear people use a lot when they actually talk about the step number 10 is what it's like to look in the mirror. And kind of what that means is if you look in the mirror often, say you walked into the bathroom in the morning and you looked in the mirror and you had food on your face, would you want to wipe that food off of your face immediately and take care of the mess? Or would you just kind of turn around and walk away and say to yourself, oh, I might deal with this later? Well, of course you're going to wipe that mess off of your face immediately. And that's really, I think when you think about that in regards to step number 10, it's so true. If you are in recovery and all of a sudden you recognize a fault in your life or somewhere that you're making a mistake, are you going to just walk away and pretend like it's not there? Or are you going to want to deal with that right away and immediately? I think the other thing to think about is, say you spilt ketchup on your shirt and you see that there's a stain on your shirt. If you take your shirt off, you get the ketchup out, you do what you need to do to get that shirt in the wash right away, chances are that that stain is going to come out of your shirt. But the longer that you leave it there, it's going to dry up. It's going to get crusty. It's going to become harder and harder to get that stain removed. And I think that that's really similar when we think about our addiction as well, and looking through doing our personal inventory through step number 10. If we notice that there is something in our lives that we need to take care of, if we promptly admit it, it becomes a lot less of this huge issue, and there's a lot less repercussions if we deal with these things right away. But the longer that we wait to deal with these sins in our life, or the longer we wait to deal with this stain in our life, the harder it is to deal with, because A, it can become more of a habit, or the longer we wait, the more damage that's done, and the more that we have to address, the more people we have to make amends to, or the more damage it's done to us or our friendships. It's so important to come right away to the people that we've harmed, or deal with the things that we've noticed in our personal inventory, and dealing with them right away. Y'all, I think I think that's really all I have today. I know that it's short and sweet. I, again, just want to say thank you so much for continuing to show up and listen to the podcast every week. I'm so thankful for the people that continue to support the show. I covet your prayers. Thank you so much for being patient with me as I took a couple weeks off with a new baby, but please be praying with us, praying for the health of my wife and our kiddo. And again, just remember that you're strong, you're worth it, you can stay sober. I look forward to next week where we'll talk about step number 11. Love y'all. We'll talk soon.